Blog Talk Radio.
The host of the most is in the building. It does a thing. What's up? Welcome back. Welcome back, Angela. Welcome back.
Welcome back, everyone. It's your host, Milo Angela. I don't know who else is on the line. You got a good old City J.
Ready
to kick this new year off?
Oh yes, it's been great, man. We finished last season pretty good. So, you know, get it. And that was an inaugural season for y'all on here. So that was fun, man. So just trying to continue going and get bigger and better.
Whoop. That's what it's all about. Got to make sure that we grow this year. I called some of y'all's show yesterday. How was it turn out for you?
what part is those you get me? We was pretty ratchet the whole time.
Yeah. But, no, I caught mostly the beginning that I had a meeting, so. But I have to tune in, support my people.
Yeah. But how was your 2 weeks, man? What did you do these past 2 weeks?
My past 2 weeks have been actually crazy busy, of course. Just kind of been traveling, doing some working, and preparing for this up and coming season. Speaking of, tonight we do have a topic, as usual, which will be New Year's resolution. I mean, do you have one? If so, what is it? Or do you not have one? Why not? But my other two ladies should be joining me here shortly as well to discuss those topics.
Yes,
on the show.
You know what? I mean, I don't necessarily have resolutions, but it's not necessarily resolutions. I have some, you know, I've been getting bits and pieces of my list of things that'd be left 13 that damn sure don't even make it to 2014. And I've been giving bits and pieces throughout the week, so, you know, it's only fitting I give, you know, some more exclusive pieces of the list for y'all today. Yeah, so basically, all right, what I did was I came to, it's not necessarily written down, it's written down in my brain, a list of things that need to be left in 2013 that do not need to make it 2014.
Man, I know a lot of stuff that was left. I needed to leave in 2013, and I left it without even announcing
it. And, I'll give you an example. One, the numbers game on Facebook. It needs to be left to 2013. Numbers, colors, day of the week, whatever you want to change the game to be, leave that in 2013. How about we play the real numbers game? Hey, I'm bored. I want to talk to somebody, have a real conversation. Let me give them my number and hit them up.
That's kind of creepy.
No, I mean, the way I'm saying it, you know, I'm just saying, that's me saying it bluntly. But, you know, if a person, because like, a lot of people be tripping, they want, I'm bored, blah, 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 blah. Well, the thing is, if you're that bored, because some people play the numbers game, and it's just because they don't really know how to have conversations with people.
Yeah.
Instead of sitting doing that numbers game crap, why don't you have a real conversation? Does it seem like it's just a popularity contest, and it's just lacks communication skills to me? It's like people use it as a way to not have a conversation with each other. All right, so we got another person in the building. Who we got?
Anthony, hello everyone.
I thought it was. I knew
it was another song for you around here somewhere.
Yeah, silly.
Sorry, I'm so late. My daughter, she was sick. I'm sorry.
Oh, I forgot she was sick.
Is she feeling better? A little. It's just the fever. It's just Houston weather, you know. But I'm here, so that's all that matters. I'm here. A little late, but I'm all right.
Welcome, Desi. Yeah. Everybody say hello, Desi.
I know. I miss you guys.
Hello. Wasn't the last show your birthday? I'm trying to think. I think there was. It was the day before. I thought I wasn't crazy.
Yeah. And today is my sweet little baby's birthday. Happy 5th birthday, Karma.
Happy birthday,
I saw that
Karma.
You all. I saw that, Facebook, all the good stuff.
How old is he now?
Five.
Yep. Oh, look at him.
So I know he was turned up. You know, whenever kids get they get to raise their whole hand to say their age, you know, they get crunk. They're like,
man, he is beyond crunk, okay? He been ripping the top off of cupcakes, just mushing it in his mouth.
Oh, Lord. That's
a... Yeah. The turn up has been real. I just got him in the bed.
Something serious.
And again, since Desi just joined us on the line, our topic is New Year's resolutions. Do you have one? Do you not have one? Why? Why not?
Right. Me? No,
I gave a little list. I've been giving a list all week, and I've been, like, giving bits and pieces of the list to people all week. And my mind was on the numbers game. It got numbers game, colors game, whatever game. Leave it in 2013. Don't let it resurface to goddamn Facebook in 2014. Grow the hell up and have some real conversation there.
That's true. I don't do resolutions. It's just not something that I don't know. You know, if it happened, it happened. You know, if I gain a little weight, you know, it is what it is. Because I'm pretty sure I'm not going to work out. Why? Because I'm so busy. I don't got time for all this. So. I don't know. I just don't have one.
I don't really say I have New Year's resolutions. Mine's more like goals, I guess you could consider.
That's what mine's always are.
Yeah, so, I mean, not unless you can categorize them as the same thing, then nope, I don't have any either.
No, but my resolution is to meet all three at the same time and just hang out with y'all and just talk in person to meet. Because every time I meet a lot of y'all in person, a lot of people in person, it's like it's on another level because then you really like, wow, this person is grand and that. You know, it's like, oh my God, this is the real person that, you know, I talk to on the air every day, and this is so much fun. So that's my goal for this year is to meet y'all, man. I really can't wait to meet y'all.
Oh, you want to be our friend.
Okay.
I ain't saying I want someone to be your friend. I mean, that's stretching it.
That's stretching.
I ain't saying all that. You know, that's kind of stretching. I don't know. I mean, that should be my friend now.
That's funny.
Yeah, but do you?
Okay. I guess we go to a music break.
Whoop.
And we got 5 Nigga by 5 Point from Productions. So,
okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. We'll be back right here on
Glitz and Glamour.
Hey, what up, baby? What you looking all stressed and shit for? 5! Hey, never mind them. Them niggas be tripping. Anyways, put your hat on, baby. Come jump in this drop with me. Let's roll. She say she wanna fuck with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. She say she wanna roll with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga.
Got the top of my new whip, some type of foreign shit make your bitch sick. My gold bezels make the bitch flip. He's a lame nigga, she like my dick. Got her at the show screaming five shit. She a down bitch when I hit the lick. Spin your bread, use a fucking trick. I like my bitches like I like my whip. Talking shit can get your head bust. No tolerance, shout out to my clip. 5P, shout out to the click. I got a money tree that can keep me rich. Bank rolls for the hell of it. Satin sheets for the delicate. These bitches choosing, gotta make it quick. Cause it's back to grind as soon as I'm supposed to be. Making moves when I'm taking trips. Flying overseas just to watch them strip. Two chains, I'm different. And I ain't doing no stripping. Mad at me cause of my currency. And if the pussy weak, then it's a blur to me. She'll pass around like offering. And if the head good, then we adopting them. Five.
She say she wanna fuck with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. She say she wanna roll with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga.
She said she tired of them lame niggas. It's cool jazz and ain't nothing like your main nigga. I'm spontaneous, why he keeps it the same with ya. So play your role, you'd be surprised with the game. Get you, switch it up. Roll the switcher while you back it up. Dump the truck, switch positions. Kama Sutra and skinny dipping. Secret missions of ecstasy. Sescapades under canopies. My stamina, my pedigree. Legendary, get your mind right. Dig long, hit the spine right. I was bred to handle this line. I'm like, man, I shine bright. You pussy niggas, it's all hype, but it's alright. I fucked your bitch on the late night, send her home to you in the same night. She fucked the final that brain right. You a lame right, get your game right. It's five life, keep it live like.
She say she wanna fuck with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a five. Tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga.
Like Mr. X, no price, Mr. Do What I Like, Mr. Change Too Bright. Can't rock with you if you afraid of hype. If the head right, I'm there every night. Okay. Man, I run shit, you heard right. I'm the freshest on the west, that's on Jesus Christ. Mean rip game, it ain't nothing nice. Baby, grab my hand and we can take flight. Hit on all my exes, shit on all your exes. Take you out the Honda, put you in the Lexus. Left the lame nigga, now you straight flexing. Keep killers with me, I know you ain't flexing. Shit, call me guard, cause I be straight blessing. Hit the cure nigga, cause you be straight stressing. I can teach you things, that's a fucking lesson. Chick shell me, that's the only confession. Keep 100 stacks in my possession. I keep a couple dimes like I'm straight corn collecting. When I'm horny, I'm the one she's texting. I keep her busting back to back like a Smith and Wesson. Old lame nigga, damn shame nigga. Don't be mad at me, you know the game nigga. Yo chick chose, I'm so cold. And them Gucci clothes, jewels all gold.
Yeah, nigga. Shout out to my boy Keith the Geek for this one. Came real nice on this one, dog. I hear you, boy. You know, niggas been waiting on it and waiting on it. I see y'all talking y'all shit. I see your post. I see your status. Nothing.
You in the building, then I'm demolition. I got more bars than lights in prison. Folks sleepy hollow, got my head missing. Staying off the phone cause the feds was. Wake up in your spot and make your bed different. How you waking up with your bed missing? I'm the bomb, terrorism. If the mic is taken, I'll address the nation. You won't find all destinations. Keep it moving. hating on you if I see you hating. Money train, I was there to make it. Ass Luke Kane, I'm a fire kicker. On point like a guided missile. Talk a lot of shit and got a lot of tissue. At my best when the clock is ticking and I'm on time like glass slippers. Flow sicker than a free clinic. She ain't fucking with me, you ain't fucking with me. Closest friend, stop fucking with me. Hear the struggle, started plotting on me. I'm a bastard homie, you for kids only. I get in the booth and start feeling lonely. Cause I know that I'm the only one that's gone when it's said and done. I ain't hearing no one. Popcorn, it's a celebration. I see it coming like it's in the making. Real is real, these other niggas faking. Cook the mic and I'm a great faker. You ain't about it, I'm the first to doubt it. Your vision crowded like your hair was shrouded. You don't eat like you was trying to starve and your ass is frail as in a China doll. Heard your music and I think it's worthless. First problem, you ain't got a purpose. Mad at me like I told you try it. Other niggas is the ones flying. This shit ain't free, you gotta pay the price. I make it look like it was overnight. If you kinda hot, then I've been burnt. You cooling off like the winter. Go dig a hole with your rabbit ass. Got the nerve to call a nigga trash. Badass, you a baby kid. Probably cross-dressed like Shanae did. I'll crush you, nigga. Have you heard different? Seen different, can't see me, bitch. Take a sip while I'm getting rich. I'm still me, I still keep a G, I still keep a street when I see the need. I don't see the need to stay in the streets. I don't fuck with niggas like white sheep. I don't trust niggas trying to bite me. Might bust a nigga trying to fight me. I like white bitches like iced tea, but my bitch blacker than coffee. I like back rubs and dick tugs. I get in your bitch like Dig Dug. Hit your ass with a mean mug while I leave a mess for you to clean up. Got a bunch of problems like 99. Starting off is working 9 to 5. Fuck a job, I'm the boss of mine. Might cut you off if you cross the line. Swag prices, shit don't cost a dime. I done lost my mind about 100 times. Live a dull life and now it's time to shine. Old ice is done melted down. Now my head is gone like lost and found. I ain't singing nothing, kinda ante up. Give a damn for what, I don't flow enough. I'll boo your bitch if she ain't showing up. I don't see a need for me to sober up. Fuck a double cup, I pick the bottle up. Fuck slowing down, I pick the bottle up. Got a lot of luck and got a lot of skill. Couple months, I might sign a deal. Tatted on me, let you know it's real. Finna show you how to keep a trio. Kiss the ring once you take a meal. Yeah, nigga. You know who I'm talking to, right? Yeah, I'm talking to you, nigga. You said you spit better than me, right, huh? Come on, boy. You ain't fucking with me, dog. Keep that little shit down there where it belongs, you heard me? Trill shit. West Side, nigga, for life. I better get that shit right. Badass. You ain't shit, nigga. Fuck your whole world up, boy. They said talk shit, so I'ma talk shit. You heard me? Ah.
Yeah, we're back. We're back. We're Rick. We're
back. And we're back. And that was Trash Talk by Amir Jackson. You got a lot going on these days.
I know. Those were two different songs, right? Because it sounded different. So okay. And the second song was, what was the name of that one again? Cause,
Amir on Jackson Trash Talk.
Okay, he's very upset. I don't know. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'll just wait.
You know what? His name is Amir.
Yep, Amir Jackson.
Okay. Mr. Amir, can you just kind of set an appointment where you can just come to the radio station and just, explain to me, what exactly, why you're so upset on that song? Because that's just, I don't know. I just want to understand, and I'm not, bashing the song and the thing, but I'm just,
Hey, that's what people want. See, that's what people want, though. Artists don't want everybody to be yes men. They want some feedback, and if it's not, even person don't agree with a song. Artists don't want you. If artists is here, everybody say they agree with it, and no one that doesn't like the song doesn't say anything, then it's not going to do them any good.
I mean, I'm not bashing. I'm just saying
as a radio personality, that's your job. That's your job. You're supposed to share your opinion. And that's what the artist wants you to do. So don't take back what you say. If you say something, it is what it is. It's your personal opinion. And hey, that's what the whole show is for. Because no one wants to do you. That's what they want to hear.
I will, but just the both artists, I would like to just have a conversation with them about their goals and they insight on their music. I don't know. That's it.
There we go. You heard it. Heard it here first, babe. You heard it here first, baby.
Whoop.
Yeah, so that, so I guess that's your two, that's your 2014 resolution.
That was the tip of the week too.
I wanted that as the tip of the week. Cause that's why I know y'all got some stuff y'all got. I know y'all got
one new thing y'all doing this year.
You know, y'all talking about feature artists of the week, tip of the week. You know, kind of tell us what's all going down with that.
Oh, I thought you was telling us that we had a tip of the week already. I was like, wait,
I'm just saying. Yeah, I got sent this, you know, people tell me that's what's going to go. Damn, I'm just asking, you know, what y'all going to do for it, you know. Kind of get at the listeners know what they got in store for 2014 season and, you know, what's going on with that.
Well, as far as the featured artist of the week, we will kind of go by kind of just like randomly selecting an artist that I feel or that one of my co-hosts feels is kind of like doing their thing in the game right now who deserves some spotlight, you know, kind of get them just a little spotlight, a little time to shine, give even more people to hear about what they're doing, and it's all about giving the next person an opportunity. And I am a firm believer what our featured artist of the week will be about. As far as our tip of the week, it's pretty much exactly what it is. It's a tip of the week, whether it's not to be a complete dumbass or a fashion tip or a beauty tip or a savings tip, it will be a tip.
Are you going to be getting that pickup lines too?
Yeah, people need those too.
So you're also getting that pickup lines?
All kind of tips, okay?
Oh, man. I'm going to start taking notes.
First tip, when you pick somebody up, don't be like, hey, Red, don't call.
Oh, I hate that.
That is the stupidest.
Okay, so all right. I'm going to tell y'all, you know, since y'all women, you know, y'all know how a guy, y'all want a guy to approach y'all. So I want, so one of y'all be the guy, the other one be the girl, and kind of give everybody an example of how y'all want a guy to approach you the right way.
Well, I don't want to be approached at all.
Okay. All right. Let me rewrite this. I see. We got sticklers today. It is so hard today, Lord. We're not speaking. It's going to be literal. Hey, somebody come up, approach you tomorrow. We're not saying giving you a tip. Hey, y'all, this is what you're going to do. If you want to hire Maya Angel tomorrow, she's taking applications. I'm saying this is hypothetically, because it's not necessarily the same as y'all, but there's some ladies that they want these dudes to hear that so that they approach them the right way. So that's what my question is. Not trying to give people a leeway to say they can come holler at y'all. I'm saying, what's the best way?
It's not a guy has to come with when he talks to you, though. It's just we prefer that you, one, be a gentleman, and two, that you come up with something better than the color of the shirt that I'm wearing. Like, what's the problem with saying, talk about some random ass stupid shit in the line or something. Anything but say red, say black, hey Slim.
Really?
Like when people be like, say red, I'd be like, hey orange. Like, no. Hey Slim, hey fat. What the fuck? What am I supposed to say?
Because sometimes you don't want that. What's the mix? Because hey, he could see some guys that don't say all that stuff to be, you know, what if he sound too polite? You know, what is there a such thing as him being sounding too polite?
No, it's
you know,
not
like,
a
what's
certain
the,
thing
so,
too
I mean,
polite,
what
but it's too
into.
Much. A person is not too polite; they just do too much. Like, they'll be polite, and as soon as you acknowledge it, oh, okay, you show that you appreciate it, they'll keep going, and they'll keep going, and they keep, like, you are so beautiful. Okay, thank you. You are so beautiful. I don't know why you're so beautiful. You just so, everything you do is beautiful. Like, chill now. Now you just got on my damn nerves. I know I'm fucked up right now.
Like, but she is so right, though. That
I have
so Facebook true.
Friends who be like that, like, I love you with you, you know? And I'd be like, all right, thank you. And he's like, yeah, you are the best at what you do. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you. You are exactly. So beautiful and amazing. You are a breath of fresh air. Look now, shit. I ain't even brushed my teeth yet, so my breath of fresh air is not so fresh.
Oh, and I knew something smelled funny into the air right now. I was like, God dang, that's not funky on the airway today. You said you're in rushing heat. That makes some sense now.
No, this is the first thing in the morning. People be doing all that foolishness. But I'm serious. Like, there's a way to do it, but not overdo it. Like, you know, a compliment here and there is fine. Don't compliment back to back to back to back to back because you see you finally got a positive response out of a person when you do that. Like, that's another angle on it. Like, because you can actually wear it out. It's possible to wear it out.
That's true.
Over-compliment somebody. And after that, it just becomes ass-kissing. That's when thirst is applied. That's what I consider thirst. Well, once I acknowledge that, you know, you think I'm nice or you think that, whatever. Yeah, I acknowledge that. And you can tell one person is interested and one person is not interested because they pretty much blow you off. But when you continue, it just makes me want to delete you.
Exactly.
Not blow you off, delete you. Don't get deleted. It's just not cool.
That's true. Yeah, so right. Like, yeah, so true.
I mean, some people are saying as good icebreakers. No, so now you didn't get yourself in the door, and she's stopping, she's giving you the time of day. Now go to the next thing. Don't keep going on. Like you said, don't keep going on and on.
Sometimes I really just stop to say hi to people because I feel bad if I just turn my back and keep walking. You know, I think it's really rude. So I will speak and be like, hi, hi, yeah. And then they be like, can I get your number? No, thank you. And then they keep going. I be like, no, it's okay. Look, motherfucker, I don't want your number. You know, it's like you got to be stupid sometimes for people to understand you. Just leave it alone after the person say no.
Exactly.
That's different too because people get confused. You want to be assertive, but they try and be aggressive. It's different. You know, be assertive, like going through with confidence, approach a chick like, hey, I want you. You know, not necessarily come out and say, but that's what your mind says to be, hey, I want her, I'm going to let her know that, hey, I'm interested in her. Bam, go walk up to her, go up there being assertive. Don't go up there like, so I was thinking, can I possibly get number? You know, like you're unsure, you know, don't sound so unsure. But don't be cocky about it either. Be in between where you're confident that you feel like you measure up to talk to the chick you're going to walk up to. But don't be acting out, but stay humble in what you do. And I'm straight to the point. I'm straight to the point. I don't do all this razzle-dazzle. It's straight to the point. Hey, how you doing? Bam. Oh, you look good. Bam. And get straight to the point. I don't have time to waste. So I understand how y'all feel. Get to the point. That's what a lot of dudes are doing. They be so, like you said, that Ray, what's up, Ma? You know what's good, Ma? What's good? Hey, big booty. Some girls react to that, though. That's what make it hard for them, it? Some women react to that.
But just because that woman reacts to that, doesn't mean the next will. I think that's where it kind of gets funny a little bit, because just because she responds to that, you know, I don't want to say the whole like, hey, Ma, say come here, shawty, and like all that kind of stuff, don't mean that you have to do the same thing to the next woman, because every woman is different.
That's very true.
Right. So I think some of you watching me in goddamn music videos. They watch too many music videos in their little music video world.
but if you know that that's the thing that a lot of guys are doing because of society is like, you know, making it okay to address and to approach a woman in that way, why would you want to do that? You know, clearly you have to say, oh, hey, how you doing? You look nice today. You know, I was wondering, you know, I'm attracted to you. Like, I was wondering if I can, like, get to know you, you know, get your number, exchange numbers, you know.
But it's devil's advocate on some of that, because some of the ladies, it's like if you, thinking that she's not interested, okay, cool. But, you know, with some ladies, if you come out nice and you're genuinely nice, some of them rise it back because you're nice like that and you're not being a thirst record, you know, they take it as, oh, that's trying to put this nigga in the friend zone. So some of these dudes that got their mind, hey, let's change it up, and then start acting a little, let's start going over, instead let's go over the top with it. And so now, I think that's where the game got messed up. It's on both sides of the spectrum. There's the ladies accepting stuff, and dudes accepting stuff that just out of hand. And what happened to people actually, you know, really trying to, you know, really working hard to pull somebody or whatever.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So it's just crazy. Son. You know what I'm saying, B? Oh, man. Nah, but, I mean, like I said, y'all, you just deserve better. You got to be, I'm telling you, I'm straight to the point. Approach women love straight to the point, people. Get to the point. So,
very true. I hate small talk too.
Oh God, small. I hate, even outside of just talking about hollering people on, like trying to, you know, or on like a on a love or whatever type of thing. Like even in a professional sense, I hate small talk. Get to the goddamn point. What the hell do you want? Like, I get mad at that shit. When people be in your inbox, oh, how you doing? I'm good, man. How's the weather, man? The weather's pretty good over. Nigga, what do you want? You will never hit me up in my inbox, especially the person who never hit you up in your inbox. What the hell do you want? Okay. And they understand a lot of times, it is get to the point. You might get a yes. It's for just getting straight to the point. But going by making me go around halfway around the world if I get the answer, that's not going to do anything.
Right. I feel you. I definitely feel you. But while we on, no, we're not on that topic. But anyway, we're going to get on the topic. We were talking about some like gossip or whatever, our news that we're going to be bringing. And everybody has mentioned this whole Gabrielle Union, Dwayne Wade situation. And
now, you got to catch me up on that because I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay, well, you know, of course, Dwayne Wade proposed to Gabrielle Union. Of course, she said yes. And like a day or 2 days later, it came that he had another son by a girl he was messing around with when they were off.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, I mean, yeah. I mean, some women cannot accept a man who has children. I mean, you can't really consider that a child while they were together because they really weren't together technically at the time. However, it's one thing to accept a man's children when they're already born, but to accept a brand new baby, that shit's hard. Like, when you have a child, all these other feelings and emotions come back. So if you date one person, then you have a child, a brand new child by another person that you used to clearly have feelings for because you have a whole child by, kind of like hard to straddle the fence of where you want to be. Like your heart's in two different places because it's almost impossible not to love a person you just made life with. And then you can't just stop loving the person that you've been in love with just because you got a new baby because you and that person were previously over. So now it's just like, what the fuck?
That's interesting, though.
You're not Gabrielle. Keep it strong. But at the same time, everybody's been like, that's what Gabrielle gets because she was messing with him while he was with his wife. And you lose your man. That does happen. She was the sideline hoe for a while.
Yeah, she was. I mean, that was something I was going to say. That's on the list too. 2014. Stop making it an accomplishment. Like you won. Like you beat the last level on Super Mario Brothers. To become a side chick. That's not a fucking accomplishment. There's a lot of chicks that be running around like they in first place because they the side chick. And then there's these chicks that's the main quote unquote main chick. Yeah, I'm better, you know. But ain't you? But and they everybody the side chick. In that case, ain't everybody the side chick? And I mean, maybe that just means some people might, you know, might say, man, this nigga ruined the game. But Y'all know me. I don't fucking follow no goddamn rules anyway, so fuck it.
Hey, man, me either.
Now, that's just stupid, man. Don't be the goddamn side chick. Stop running around and run around this. I think that's praising it. That's nothing great, like, running around saying you're the side chick. Either you the chick or you no chick. Then which one is it? So, ladies, get it together.
Can I just, like, chime in real quick? Because I don't think that don't have nothing to do with the situation. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. And I'm going to say this, and I'm, like, so done with it, because when I speak on it, I'm very passionate about it. I've never been in this situation before, but it's just the fact another black woman is accepting the doing of a black man. I'm sorry. This is just me. I'm sorry, listeners. I know y'all can be like, man, she's just for, like, doing the most. But for that whole, like, side chick, we already know a man is going to do what he want to do. And women of that kind, and just they going to do what they want to do. But in this situation right here, like, for real, like, I feel like that's straight disrespect, regardless on if we on break or whatever, because I read the Essence magazine, and she was saying that they talked every day, all day, still was doing things.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the point in a relationship where he needed to just kind of give him some space, let him think, let him evaluate and get himself together. Okay, that's fine. But at the same time, we talking every day, and we, like we never broken up. You know, it's just that little space. That's all. It's just space. So you take that opportunity, the first chance you get within that 1 month, because that's all it was, that 1 month, you take that and you, like, lay down with another woman and impregnate her. And now I have a child. Like, and I'm supposed to accept that. We talk every day. Nothing changed. We still going out to eat. We still hanging out. Nothing changed. So then
only
another question is, why are we even, like,
thing.
On break?
Right.
Why? That's the next question. Why are we even taking a break if we talking every day, if we staying together?
Wait, though.
Because now it's like, okay, I feel like you're disrespecting me. Not only are you disrespecting, you spending my face, but you disrespecting what we had all these years. Bitch, I didn't have to accept your proposal after all them years we've been together, and you just not proposing, bitch? But then you have the audacity to get another hoe pregnant? But I'm supposed to accept that, though. I talked about the situation with my coworkers, and they was like, basically, it's just about money. Because he make $30 million a year. She's not bringing in that much money. She's used to the lifestyle, that glamorous lifestyle, getting whatever she wants, and don't really have to do nothing for herself. So, mm-hmm. Of course, she's going to accept anything that he do. That's bull crap. Are you kidding me right now? But y'all talking about the side chick? It ain't about them hoes, because the hoes going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can we talk about, like, what's the head of it, though?
Let me jump into what I'm saying. I was just making a sideline thing, period. When I went into the tangent about the sideline thing a little more, I was just making the thing, I was saying that was one of my things on the list. But I'm saying the thing about with the baby mama drama, that's on him. It's not, because she's not running around saying, oh, I'm the side chick. I was just making that
actually,
a separate conversation.
You,
I wasn't saying that she was
you,
saying
daddy.
That.
She
so,
actually wrote a complete letter to Gabrielle,
yes.
Telling her all this stuff about how much she liked how she redecorated the house, redid the countertops, talking about her bedroom and the pictures on side of her bed, and how Dwayne made her feel so comfortable by hiding her pictures when she came over, and thanks his cousin flying her in and out of town this many times. And she really went in to make sure that Gabrielle knew it was an actual personal relationship. And I heard this ain't the first time, because she has a baby by Wayans as well, and she pretty much just has kids by celebrities, so that she's able to live the life that she wants to live. So pretty much she's just a professional side piece.
See, now, her is, see, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I know about, because I already know about the other chick that knows that, hey, I, you know, y'all, what y'all telling me now, I'm just evaluating from what I'm hearing. But, no, my thing is this, like you said, it's to a point where if you on break, you know, because the thing is, if you, once you jump to a relationship and you say, oh, I'm on break, you know, I just, someone has to wrap that around, has to wrap that to me. And the thing is, it's one thing that, you know, some people, they do something with somebody and use breaks. But it's another thing where you didn't freaking got somebody traded during the break. That is like on a whole other level. And I know a lot of times pregnancy, I don't care, nobody says that here, that a lot of some of these pregnancies are not, it's not like you just magically say, hey, I want to get this woman pregnant today. Bam. I know that's not necessarily the case, but every time you stick your damn dick in somebody, or, you know, you open your legs and let somebody put their dick between you, and you taking the chance of somebody getting pregnant. It's just that simple. So it's not necessarily that he knew. I'm not gonna say that he knew he was gonna get pregnant. But the thing is, as a grown man, you gotta know that you're gonna take that. When you do this stuff, you taking the chance of getting this woman pregnant when you do something with her. So when you do, it's gonna come to light. So think about what you do before you do it. You're going to sleep with all these random chicks, know that you might get a bunch of random chicks pregnant. You might get them pregnant. So, yeah, I agree. It's to a point where people got to quit being so goddamn content, dude. I understand what you're saying. If you didn't read the stuff all the way, people didn't know that, like you said about they talking every day. They doing the same stuff that they were doing already. Where was the goddamn break?
That's what I'm saying.
Commercial break, maybe, but ain't no way. What break did you still do the same thing? Explain to me what was different.
He felt
all
like
they didn't do
was on the break.
Title,
he could do whatever the fuck he wanted to do.
Exactly, but they use it. Because I think, what show was that? And y'all probably know what
that is.
I don't know if it was Love and Hip Hop or something. But
yep.
Rashida, she said she gave him a go pass,
a go pass. It wasn't even.
Yeah, so it's like, that's the first thing a man do. You have to be kidding me. You're not trying. This is basically what you did. You don't want to do nothing else but go sleep with another woman. You don't want to help build your foundation. You don't want to help the stability in your household for your family. See, that's
exactly
when I have to, like, really put the question out there, the difference between a man and a boy. Can that be a topic one day? Because for some reason, they feel like, oh, I'm a man. No, you're not. I'm sorry. I'm not a man, but I know what defines a man. And clearly, taking that one thing, that's a go pass, or whatever you want to call it, on the break or whatever, that's the first thing you do. You have to be kidding me.
Well, here's my thing.
I mean,
if people just kept a real saying, hey, I
want to
know if you're the chick
else
I want to talk to, so I'm on a date. But they didn't come out and say it that way. But they just say, hey, I'm on a date other chicks, and making sure you're the chick I want to talk to. I think we would have different conversations right now, but they're not doing that. They're not coming out being real, hey, I'm going to talk to some other chicks. I'm going to talk to other chicks. You do your, because people say this, no, you do your thing, I'm going to do my thing, and, you know, if in the day we still want to be together, then we're gonna make it happen. But they're not saying that. They saying this corny ass shit.
You know why they not
care,
saying
take
it?
Take a break and just think about it. What
listen,
you thinking about
is,
it in between somebody goddamn money? How does that make any goddamn
sense?
They
cannot be. You can't afford to be honest when you can't afford to be honest. Period. And that's exactly what the problem is. Dudes want to mess up this person, and this person, but they can't afford to do that. So being that I'm in this bracket and I still want to be with this girl, I'm going to say take a break because I know I don't have enough to offer to say I want to be with you, but right now I still want to mess with this other person. He not bringing that much to the table as far as, you know, being a companion to her to where she feels like she can accept any stuff or other shit from outside. That's point blank period, because when a man has his shit together and knows exactly what he wants, a woman knows what she has, and she knows as much as she's going to accept, and he knows what the fuck he's going to do, and he knows what she's going to accept. So at that point, again, we're separating boys from men.
Okay.
Right,
and
but
then,
same token too. Before, so we can make this make sure we make because I make sure I clear because y'all know as a male I got to make sure I stand up for the males. I'm not gonna sit here and pretend that it's not females at the ranch like that too. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's just because way we is portrayed in society, we only see the side of where it's always the males. But it's a lot of ratchet females doing it on the other spectrum. That it is guys out here doing the right thing, and the chicks out here saying whatever. And some of them throw this goddamn friend card shit out. The friend zone is a way of saying, okay, it's
offer.
A convenient pass. If I keep doing ratchet dudes and I can't find a good dude, now you're going to be, instead of you being the friend, now you're going to be the person I want to talk to. So it's ratchet females out here like that,
it's
too.
It's because they have nothing to offer. Just as you said, ratchet females, just as ratchet men, they have nothing to offer. If I'm talking to somebody, I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, we're seeing each other. Yes, we're dating. Yes, I'm also talking to this other person. Yes, I'm seeing this person. Yes, we're dating. And that's simply because I feel like I have enough to offer that I can weigh my fucking options. And if you can't accept that, you can step your ass the fuck home. Simple as that.
Right. If people don't understand it, it's on both, it doesn't matter, girl, guy, man, because we're trying to be a man and a woman. So, you know, it doesn't matter who or what side. Get to that point. Just be real. But people are scared to say that because they think, if you're dating, that's another thing. You're dating. That person, you're not treating somebody like a side chick. How can you cheat on somebody if you're not in a relationship with them? Because some of you, I think that's sometimes a problem, too, out here, too, y'all. There's some of these people out here today in a relationship, and they never been in one, and they trying to force one, and the person never said, let's be in a relationship.
Yeah, that is true. I have myself been in a couple of relationships that I didn't even know I was in. But that's some other shit. But, yeah, y'all can't go around just claiming people all willy-nilly because somebody else other than yourself has to know that you're in a relationship, not just
mm-hmm.
you. Because that's like some middle school shit, like that's my boyfriend, but I'm not his girlfriend. Like, that can get really confusing and dangerous. So don't let that be you.
Right. It's just people got to be real. I think if you want to talk to, if you want to talk to multiple people, don't get in a relationship. That's what is so hard about that. Like, if you're going to talk to multiple people, you don't be in a relationship. Just be single.
Yeah,
you can't get either, too. That's stupid.
That makes sense. Like, if you're not ready to be in a relationship with one person, don't be in it. Now, I will have to agree with you on that one.
I can't disrespect you on that because you're not running right here wifing folks, and then you tell, you know, you wife, so now you ain't wife about three chicks because you don't want to lose them. I want to lose them. Let me say that you were girlfriend. Nah. Oh, I mean, I want to lose them. You my boyfriend. No, that's stupid. Hey, get the heck out of here, idiot. Idiot, relationship or not. And if there's some person you not don't want to be in a relationship, be real and date some other people. And that's what it is.
Sure. That's what it is, guys.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do it in the industry, y'all, because they want to have that plan in case, you know, they start getting their mindset that, well, man, I want the girls been holding me down. You know, and so they keep that trump card and say, oh, okay, bam. And instead of just, you know, because you try, but you're still trying to be the bad million dollar playboy running around trying to talk to all these chicks all the time and do stuff with them. That's stupid. Just be single.
Y'all know what? Fetty gets real something when we talk about cheating men.
When I hear this shit, it's just annoying because, first off, you know, because everybody always gets in their mind that every man is like that, and two, it's too damn accepted. It's too, I'm trying to shit be acceptable, and it's, you know, when people just, just being content. Well, as long as he can get some good dick, I don't care. Like, what the fuck? People are so fucked. They get their priorities so fucked up. And they wonder why they always run around feeling like shit every goddamn day. So that's what I'm just saying. I just want people to step it up and stop living the stereotypes and stop living up to shit that don't make any goddamn sense. And just having kids, you know, but I'm supposed to feel sorry for you because you decided to keep putting your dick in million girls. And, well, I'm about to take care of mom. Well, it's good you take care of them, but stop having so many goddamn many about so many different women. I had to breathe, y'all. Drink that drink with some water on now. I got to try this guy some type of way for a second there.
I see. You know some type of way. You could have told me.
Ah, Lord. I just get passionate. It's like Desi. I ain't never seen Desi turn up that much. She went to the next octave. I was like, damn.
Well, I told you I was passionate. I mean, that never happened to me before, but I think this is another black woman. It's just like, I don't know.
I was scared. I know that was weird. I didn't know that I was supposed to be turned on and scared at the same damn time. I was like,
whoa. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Okay. Honestly, we got 8 minutes left for the show, y'all. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now,
wait,
as far
did y'all
as,
hear about the... Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, because I was about to throw it back at the ball back to y'all.
Oh, no, did y'all hear, this is another topic, I'm sorry, but it was in the news today, because we're also going to be adding entertainment news to the show now and everything. So this was in the news. It was like some black guy, I can't remember his name, but he's going to jail for like, giving more in his child support, and like, basically, he was late when it was time for him to, like, give the child back to the mother, like, take the child back home. He was, like, an hour or so late or 2 hours late because he was spending extra time with his child. And then he's also, like, he was supposed to pay so much a week or biweekly, so whereas he was paying actually more than what the court ordered for him to pay. So he's getting ready to do jail time. How much jail time? I looked online, but I couldn't see. I don't know. If we have listeners out there and they know the situation, like call in, because I don't know all of it, because I was doing research and I couldn't find nothing. But I thought it was really funny because this dad is actually doing everything and then some for the child, but for some reason the judicial system is set up for the woman's behalf again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That,
yeah,
is
that is
crazy.
You'll get me.
It's bad because
you won't see me get mad again.
That
just spark me back up. You better get me back to turn up on me. Let me breathe. Keep on water. Keep on water. Because that's another topic that gets me riled up. And we don't hear that enough. The positive side. We just hear it about the. You know, the people being sorry as dads and not the ones that's doing this handling business. You know, we don't hear about that. They shield that from us. And it's just crazy. Like, this dude is... Let me add that up together again, Des. Okay, you said this dude is paying his child support, correct?
Right.
He's paying more than he wants to pay, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm trying to put all the facts together. And he ate harm. Make sure you get this together. And then he was a little bit late for bringing his child back, right? He decided to spend more time with his child, right?
Yeah, because I think, you know, like some court, I guess it depends on the case, but you have like maybe 2-3 hours or something like
right.
that. Yeah, and then he was like maybe 3 hours late bringing him back because he was spending time with his son. It wasn't like he was just like whatever, but no. He was late bringing his son back.
But here's the thing, Desi. They don't know that too. The only way they would have known that is if she complained.
True, but I was like, well, is somebody watching? Because, you know, sometimes they do, you people to watch and come expect the house and expect you and your relationship, like how y'all blunt together. You know that. You know that is, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
If some, because some people, I guess, they don't think they're parent material, so they just have someone to come in and just kind of, you know, expect your home, make sure it's, you know, safe, you know, for you to put a child and, you know, for the child to even be in your environment. So they come check. I don't know if that's why I said I was looking to do research, but I couldn't find anything that much like you.
Oh, man, I want to find the goddamn story because I want to know how they even got, because if she told it, that's a grand question. If she's an innocent bystander and she wasn't tripping and she wasn't, and she was fine with her child being there, but because of the court trying to hold them to it, and they said something, that's one thing. But if she said something, that's when I'm about to fucking lose it.
Okay. Well, I guess next show we'll have that information, because it's still, they haven't even sentenced him. It's still, like, fresh. Like, this just happened. So a lot of questions and a lot of answers are not, you know, at this time is not available, but, you know, hopefully next show we'll have something to say on that. I don't know.
I mean, that's stupid. I mean, because she told her, I mean, she said it, because some chicks, they do this, man, they be using them, they use these kids as a token to try to, you know, because some of the baby mamas is how they are. They'll be like, well, you're not going to be, you know, because they want you to still be with them. And you're not going to be with them, so they use it as a token. Okay, I know how to get him. He got to play with my rules. He want to see the kid. He don't want to be with me, and I'm going to use the kid to my advantage, and he don't do what the court said do at the same break time, and I'm going to make him pay, you know, that type of stuff. Some people are controlling like that, man. They use the kid as a pawn in trying to control the situation. What's done is done. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Oh my gosh, y'all try to give me a heart attack on the first show.
I mean, I'm just saying, this is the first show. We have to come in with a bang, you know what I'm saying? We have
a lot more
in store.
I was about to say something cheesy earlier because I was hot and I need to get calm again.
Oh, okay. Well, you're good. But, you know, I mean, we're going to have shows like that, you know, so just be prepared and be ready.
You know, I ate everything sugar plums and fairies around here, so. So we come to our last minute. Y'all let everybody know how they can find y'all.
So you can find me. I am Desi. You can find me at DIMP87, DIMP87. On Twitter and Instagram, and just follow. And I really appreciate you guys for tuning in. Please, please, please don't forget, next week we have another hot topic for you guys. And just be prayerful and prayed up, and just like let go and let God is a positive message to end this show, is just to let go and let God. This is the beginning of the year. Let's be more productive and stronger as Black and Asian and Caucasians and all ethnicities. Let's just do it big. No negativity, no extra bull crap. Just, like, let it go. Just let it go.
All right. Angel?
Yeah, what she said. And make sure y'all follow me on Instagram and Twitter and my website at I Am Model Angela. And my website is IAmModelAngela.com. And that's about it for right now. Yeah.
And in a couple of weeks, we got some surprises that the host don't even know. I'm not even gonna tell them until those weeks come. So, no, y'all don't get to know. Y'all just have to find out. So yeah, no, y'all gonna be like, "What the fuck you talking about, Sonny? What you hiding from us?" Just wait. You will find out in due time, but it's worth it. So, yes, we out. Peace.
Peace. Bye. Mm-hmm.